This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 11th. God's word to you today is treat. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 92, verse 4 and 5, and it says, "You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. O Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts." Giving praise is a privilege and not a duty. We should not approach thanksgiving as if it is a duty, just giving him what he wants. Surprisingly, a lot of people thank God as if it is a duty. Renew your mind today, because thanksgiving is actually a privilege. A lot of people attempt to use thanksgiving as bait to God. They come mouthing praise, but they have their own agenda up their sleeves. God cannot be happy about that. He cannot be mocked. When you look at your nation, for me it is Nigeria, God wants you to be grateful. There will always be a lot of excuses to be bitter about your nation, but God actually wants you to be grateful for that nation. Proverbs 11 verse 11 says, "Good people bless and build up their city, but the wicked destroy it with their words." Nigeria, for instance, has become a punching bag for every critic. In fact, everyone believes they have an expert opinion on what this nation is doing wrong and how to get it right. Particularly our brothers and sisters in diaspora. Every chance to take a shot at the nation becomes a topic on social media. I used to respond to it before. Now, I do not bother anymore. While I believe that a lot of things on many different levels have not played out as it should because of bad leadership, I also know that Nigeria is not a useless country. Nigeria is made up of people. I am not a useless person, and you are not a useless person. I'm sure you know Nigeria is not the most corrupt country in the world. It is just unfortunate how much damage bad press has done to its image. Stop joining people to abuse our own heritage. There are so many things to be grateful for. I'm grateful to God that you are in this country. It will shock you to know that just because you are here, this country has hope. I know there is bad leadership, but I'm grateful to God that there are no natural disasters, no volcanoes or tsunamis. Instead, God has blessed Nigeria with oil. In this nation, we still have young people that respect elders. Think about your life, your spouse, and children, and see that you have reasons to be grateful. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you thrill me with all you have done for me. Thank you for all you are still doing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.